Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Big O.
Yes.
How'd you do on Cyber Monday?
Oh, I killed it.
How'd you kill it?
On Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh,
I crushed it.
I bought so many things I didn't need, but yep. I got them at a good price.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think everybody had a great Cyber Monday, yeah. But what we need is a full detailed update. So on Skype, we have our correspondent. Oh, and he's coming in through the door on Skype.
Silence. I'm not on Skype.
Oh,
oh, you're here.
I'm not on Skype, you bald-headed buffoon.
He is our cyber expert. Please welcome Bane.
Bane, happy day after Cyber Monday.
Ooh, how did you do, Bane?
Yeah, how'd you do? Did you crush it, Bane?
I crushed it. Yes, it was amazing. I did not get boned.
What did you pick up for the pit?
What?
What did you pick up for your pit?
I didn't pick up anything. I was busy following the statistics and taxing the Bane tax for the entire metropolis. E-commerce the Monday after Thanksgiving hit $2.4 billion. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a zero?
What?
No, you didn't tell me. I'm talking to one of my minions.
Oh, okay.
His producer.
Was that a zero? I thought it was 2.4. Are you telling me that it's 2.04? One less minion.
I thought we called them your Baniacs.
The Baniacs. I hear laughter. You know how I cannot stand you laughing at me.
But I know you don't like joy, but you must be happy with all the e-commerce that went down yesterday.
Any notion that Cyber Monday is declining in importance is really unfounded. It continues to post new historical highs and reflects the ongoing strength of online this holiday season. Booyah!
So, Bane, what do you think of the brick-and-mortar stores?
The brick-and-mortar stores are going the way of Batman. They will be gone, eradicated, no more, decimated as I submit my power. Hobbledookie!
Now, if you do really good, you benefit from every cyber sale, right?
Well, the numbers come as a welcome tonic for retailers after the National Retail Federation estimated that sales both online and in stores over the Thanksgiving Black Friday weekend were a bust.
Wow.
But I'm happy.
Don't be happy.
This is a cause for great celebration.
But you hate happy.
I don't like happy unless it lines my pockets, allowing me to expand my empire.
Now, will you take some time after the holidays to relax, maybe spend some time on the Jack Tar?
From the deck of the Jack Tar, we've battened down the hatches. Yes, sirree, Batman dear.
Have you picked up anything for your maggots?
Well, the problem I have with all of my maggots is we have so many of them on the line.
That's true.
Very, very frustrating. What is with all these new superhero movies that are crowding me out? How about the Bane movie? How about a movie featuring me without a hero? How about a movie just about villains?
Well, then how would it, without a villain, without anyone to fight, would it be like a romantic
comedy?
Want
to start that again? I'm sorry.
Would it be like a romantic comedy?
A romantic comedy, yes. I'd like to take over Tom Hanks' spot as the Jimmy Stewart of his generation. As a matter of fact, I'm quite a connoisseur of Jimmy Stewart films. I like Harvey, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and of course the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, if you'd like. I have been rehearsing for that very role in a remake, the modern day 2015. Version of It's a Wonderful Life. Would you like to hear my line?
Like a reboot of it. I guess we could call it It's a Wonderful Bane.
Zuzu, give me your petals.
Now, in the reboot.
Merry Christmas, you old building and loan.
Let me ask you a question about the reboot, because this begs a question.
It begs a question. I'll have you begging. I will have all Americans begging on their knees. When I get done with Washington, D.C.,
hey.
ISIS will look like a Girl Scout troop.
Wow.
How dare you?
In It's a Wonderful Bane, how will you, as George Bainley, how will you deal with Uncle Billy?
I will take Uncle Billy out to the square and pull out every individual body hair idiot body for losing that deposit and causing Mr. Potter to give me so much grief. Uncle Billy, stand here and hold this.
Now,
That, by the way, would be the third time I've used the explosion sound effect during this bit.
I'm glad you're keeping score. You love statistics.
Now, statistics.
George Bailey was so ineffective versus Mr. Potter. How would George Bainley deal with Mr. Potter?
You know, I've moved off of the It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, but I think it's great.
It's a movie made in the 30s, for God's sake.
1947.
It was 1947. You know that. Yes, I know. Let it go, boy.
Well,
let it go.
All right.
Here, put your finger over here.
Oh, I don't want to. Please.
Number four.
You know what? You're a dick.
Yeah, I am a dick. Dicks of the world, unite. Well, I must be going. But congratulations to everyone who supported Cyber Monday. But it begs one question.
What's that?
What is that question?
Did you go through the Mike O'Mara Show website, you heathens? Because if you didn't, I'm coming to you in the night. And Santa knows if you've been naughty or nice, but Bane knows how to blow you to kingdom come. Hobblegee, have a good show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Honey, please, you gotta get dressed for me now, please.
No, Agador. Victoria Page will not dance the dance of the red shoes tonight. Victoria Page is dead. Do you know how she died?
How?
Alone, weeping for her lover.
Oh, no.
Albert! Come on, Albert, open up, baby. Come on.
Get out!
Open it, Albert! Open it! Come on!
Go away! I'm calling 911!
Are you trying to ruin me?
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
Oh. There is a packed house, okay?
That's all I am to you, isn't it? A meal ticket. Never mind about my suffering. It's just about your show. Well, I want a palimony agreement, and I want one now.
Well, I don't have a palimony agreement on me right now. Is tomorrow all right?
Don't use that tone to me.
What tone?
That sarcastic, contemptuous tone that means you know everything because you're a man, and I know nothing because I'm a woman.
You're not a woman.
Oh, you bastard. Whatever I am, he made me. I was adorable once. Now, look at me. I'm this short, fat, insecure, middle-aged thing.
I made you short?
Ah, but there's no point in my putting shoes on third. I never wear shoes because they make me fall down.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are all coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. We are a wonderful daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners of the planet because, well, they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Nuts.com.
Love them. Love
yum,
them.
Yum, yum. You've been working with Nuts.com over the last couple of days, haven't you, Rob?
Placed another order last night. Do you know, I placed an order last night for black walnuts, and I will have my nuts on Thursday.
Nice.
Oh, wow. It's so great.
What's boom, the bam. Difference between black walnuts and regular walnuts? Do not answer that question. I am not allowing you to answer that question.
All walnuts matter.
All thank walnuts you. Matter.
This holiday season, make sure your house is full of nuts. And I'm not talking about your in-laws. I've got to tell you about this incredible website. Once you hear the name, you're not going to forget it. Nuts.com. Everyone goes nuts for nuts, and the world's best nuts come from Nuts.com. The simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and many other taste treats from all over the world delivered straight to your door. We love Nuts.com, and right now customers can get the Nuts.com holiday tin free with their purchase. Free. That is a $20 value.
Wow.
I got so excited that I added a zero. My sincere apologies. Nuts.com. It's the holiday tin. You'd be nuts not to do it. Full details, just go to Nuts.com, click on the mic and enter TMOS, but don't wait. This offer ends soon. The sampler includes mini yogurt pretzels, cinnamon toast caramel, half-popped popcorn, sugar cookie bites, and chocolate-covered cranberries. The offer is good while supplies last, so act now. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com, big, salty, sweet. Whatever kind you like to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Again, new customers get the Nuts.com holiday sampler tin with their purchase, a $20 value. All the details are at Nuts.com. Click the mic and use the code TMOS for this limited-time deal. Nuts.com and TMOS. Perfect together, and it's the holidays, I can tell, because Rob Spiewak is giving all the copy to the advertisers that they want.
Boom,
every
bam.
Single sentence that you possibly could read, yay. Like that novella from Nuts.com.
And we're thankful to have it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes, we're delighted. Good absolutely. Stuff. Happy, happy, happy. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi.
How was
hi,
your everybody. Monday, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, how you doing?
My Monday sucked butt.
Oh, wow.
My Monday, well, sucked. I was, you know, I of all the shows during the week, there are two that I truly enjoy. I truly enjoy, every show we do.
Oh, nice too. Nice is, save.
Monday, I've been away for 2 days, and in this case, 4 days, I'm away.
Right.
And I'm chock full of all this stuff I wanted to vent. You know, this show is, some people have told me this show is somewhat entertaining. Other people have told me that, you know, this show is therapy for me, and it is therapy for me. So I had a really bad weekend. I
mean, oh,
really,
no.
But it was Thanksgiving really weekend. Bad. It was a holiday
it
weekend.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. My weekend was toxic.
Ooh.
It ended better than it began, but it was toxic.
Why was it toxic?
There are many reasons. I'm not even sure which ones I'm going to give you.
Oh.
Because some of them might damage my relationships. But I will tell you, it was toxic because...
Wow.
There was all right. The main reason it was toxic was because of me.
Oh,
it
no.
It was because of me.
No I one has that answer.
I misbehaved.
What did you
do? I misbehaved bad. And then, but let me get back to Monday. Oh, then all right. It all wrapped up. I come in here, and I'm ready to talk to my boys here. And
right.
I'm ready to go. And I you know what I did? Stupidly, I made a comment. Do you remember before we lost contact yesterday? Do you remember the comment I made about how great the connectivity was down here?
Yeah.
And
yes.
How psyched I was
you
about
boasted.
It? And then just kaplooey, everything just went on the fritz. And I thought I'd use two 1930s references there. Kaplooey and Fritz. That's what I
decided. That's fine. Remember
I'd
to
use.
Vote for Hoover.
It's curtains.
It's curtains just for you. Suck. I mean, look, we do this little program, and sometimes we tape a couple of them, but I do 2 to 2.5 hours of little grunt legwork getting ready to come in and talk to you. Mm. And a lot of it is organizing what's going to be said and what we're going to do. And then Rob puts in some time, and then Oscar does the business stuff behind the scenes, and Pony does technical stuff for it. And we all lay out our little job.
Sure.
So we can come in on Monday and give you the show that we want to give you. And for the very first time ever, since I have been doing the show from different places,
right.
We had what I would describe as a rather major meltdown with connectivity down here.
Yep.
And everything started
pooping the bed simultaneously, and ultimately you two were good enough to hang in there and put a show out for everybody, and we had a little window where I did some commercials, and that's about it. It was frustrating. Yes, yeah. Oscar.
We were trying to figure out what was tougher, the fact that you had laid out a show and you couldn't really – it's like you were on the runway, but you couldn't take off, right?
Right.
That's one.
Or we could have taken off at a certain point. We were worried that we'd lose.
Well,
both
it was
we
actually too shaky. It was too shaky.
We attempted a takeoff, yeah. But it was mm-hmm. aborted.
Yes.
Yeah, we had an aborted takeoff.
So was it that, or was it that you had no one to yell at?
Yeah, that might have been some of it.
No, because I wasn't going to yell. Yes. I'm.
You were frustrated.
With,
you were.
I'm. Well, no. I mean, I wasn't frustrated with with anybody there. And
no, I know that. But when you can't yell at someone, for a guy like you, let's be fair, it's probably harder.
Yeah, you're being fair. I feel like you're being fair to me.
Well, it's probably harder.
I feel like you're really setting the whole effing table to be fair to me. As a matter of fact, I think there's a giant. You should have come in today with a T-shirt that says "Fair, Oscar," because I feel like you're going to be fair.
Fair.
I think you're going to be truly fair to me right now with your Christmas Starbucks
stuff. You
can't
yell at the router. You can't yell at the router, right? You can't yell. You can't really yell.
I was yelling, but I wasn't. I was yelling. You might have heard me yelling, but I didn't yell at anybody. I was yelling.
Well, I get that, but I'm saying there's no one to blame because it's an inanimate, like it's a service that doesn't. It's not there. You have to work with the utility company.
Well,
basically,
I have been and I don't normally like to talk because it falls into the category of DGH. Don't get happy, but can you stop doing that with your? Can you maybe get a tissue or something to wipe your screen instead of using the saline?
What's going on?
I'm wiping dust.
Tony's
off
like
my
wiping
screen.
Some spooge off the computer.
It's dust.
What were you doing with the sleeve pulled down over your hand? Like
you're
something
off
out of
the screen.
Yeah.
What's that? Okay. Well, do you think next time maybe you might not want to do it like scene from Oliver and Fagin and
Oliver.
Here's
Ron Moody, Mike, to clean his computer.
I mean, Pony, don't dust so while Mike's doing the show. It's a stress.
That's right. I apologize.
Do you have a look what I have. I have this right within arm's reach. I have these. You see what these are called? These are called
44
LCD screen wipes.
Yes. Cleaning wipes.
Those are cleaning wipes.
Yeah, I don't think we have. Here's a napkin, Pony. Oh. Good luck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a
Starbucks.
You
wonder why
napkin.
You get sick all the time. It's because you do germy things like that, using the sleeve of your shirt to wipe things
back
off.
Back to you,
it's
Mike.
Disgusting.
Let's talk about the utility.
So anyway, but I wasn't yelling, though. No.
You were mad at the dust.
I had a rather stress-induced weekend. Not stress-free. There was stress involved.
And
you
saw that Friday, and you saw that Monday's show was going to be your release. It was going to be what would help you rid yourself of the toxins of your toxic weekend.
Would you like the best part of the Thanksgiving weekend or the worst?
The
or,
worst.
You want the worst?
I think
the worst.
Lead with the best briefly, and then let's focus on the worst.
Okay, the brief part is that I participated, as many of you might have read online, in a Feed the 5,000, which is a providing Thanksgiving meals. And we did this, and we went out to areas which are way, way outside of the greater Fort Myers area.
Everglades.
Down here, where the people, not exactly, but it's towns where, you know, the people that do the real bust-ass work down here, that's where they
My
live.
People?
A lot of these people, your people.
Yes,
yeah.
And sombreros everywhere.
And we really had, it was great. It was great to be able to do that for people. And then we're driving back, and I got a call from the people at the church, and I said, "Hey, Mike, we know you live pretty close by. We've had some no-shows," which to me is
you're kidding.
Now, imagine, if you will, that you see this all we do, the only thing I did this Thanksgiving, it's nothing. It truly is nothing.
Right.
The people cooked the turkeys, cooked the food, organized everybody, put the phone numbers in the database, got everything set to go, put the stuff in containers, organized these thousands of people that show up to pick up and deliver. And all I did was take a number, get some food, load it into my car, drive it out there. It's nothing.
Uber
it's
for meals.
Literally of all the things that are involved in this. And there were people, I don't want to jump on people because everybody's got reasons for something, but the people that stiffed that didn't pass away, Oscar. I don't know.
I mean, it's Florida.
It's an older community, but, and you know, it's they don't even buy green bananas down there. They don't like to plan ahead.
They had some no-shows. They had some no-shows.
That sucks. And that sucks
so they
bad.
Called me and they said, are you close? And can you, we need you to go down downtown with these meals now, and I said, of course, I'll be back. I'm 40 minutes away.
Downtown Fort Myers?
Downtown Fort Myers.
Okay.
I said, I will really, I'll get back there as soon as I get about 40 minutes out. And I went back, and Carla was getting stuff ready for our day. So Carla came with me, loaded up the car, and then I dropped her off, and then it was off to downtown. And it was truly... that was the best part of my day because you just go in.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But the thing about it is you go into areas, and especially the second run.
Yeah.
You know, man, I mean, everybody, I would hope that everybody at one point in their lives, no matter how good they have it, would open their eyes up a little bit and just roll into an area where you see how certain. There was one, my last delivery of the day was... they had the rate for this room, and I'm not telling you, it was not a condo. It was not an apartment. It was not a project. I went to all those different places. I went to condos. I went to projects. I went to the – but this, my boys, was a room, a single room, a room not much bigger, maybe even smaller than the room you do this show from.
Wow.
And that's – and they were charging them $95 per week.
Mm.
And there was a communal bathroom. And let me tell you, when you see that people are out there, it just, I talk about it a lot, about being compassionate and knowing what's going on. And it was, and the person wasn't there. And I gave the food to, because that's what we're instructed to do. If there's a neighbor, you give the food to the neighbor. I said, and if this person doesn't claim it, enjoy it yourself. And the person said, no, I'll get that to him. And I believed him with all my heart because I think he was looking out for the lady down the hallway. And it's just a level of all. And I've been to Haiti, guys. I've seen levels of people that don't have. There was something about this dark little hallway where everybody had a room with a brown, many times painted over door.
Sure.
And the only room you had was the room for your bed and a dresser. That's it. That's all the room that was in this this place. And it really was, it was something, it was eye-opening, and it threw me kind of for a loop just because you do this and you see people that are less fortunate, but it's, I don't know. I don't know. You do this stuff because I think not only is it a good thing to do for people, but it's eye opening for yourself.
And thereby,
does that make any sense?
Yeah,
I'm not trying
for the grace of God.
I'm not trying to preach
how other people live.
Yeah,
you should stop by my condo sometime.
It's
little
I've been
guy.
In your condo.
Little guy.
I've been in
you've
your
been
condo.
Inside.
Yeah, with all the expensive electronics.
No, no, no. The electronics will make you happy, Mike. Square footage does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You paid a good penny for that square footage, pal.
Well, it's
that's
funny.
Of your zip code. That's
nice.
Where you live.
He's got that huge sofa and the ability to walk sideways and access any room in the house.
But I used to deliver meals for AIDS patients when I was a younger man multiple times. And it's eye-opening. It really is. Makes you thank your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you thank your blessings.
Well, count them anyway.
Well, you know what I mean.
Thank your blessings,
let's
Mike.
Get to the bad part.
Do you remember that amazing song from White Christmas?
Well, am
thank
I boring
your
you, Oscar? Am I boring? Oscar, you uncomfortable with this discussion, you little Bolivian hump? Is that what's happening? You don't like
people.
Mike, he's being fair.
Yes, I'm being fair.
He's got me in the gun sights. He's got
me.
He phoned
America
it in
great.
During that Bane bit. I knew he was it. He had me in the gun sights today. I know he had me in the gun sights
I
today.
Am your ally.
What did
not
I
your
do?
Enemy.
What did I do?
No,
what,
I love you.
What, come on. Get it off your chest. What's bothering you?
Oh, there's
today?
Nothing bothering me.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Just checking.
I'm happy
just
to be
checking.
Here, Mike.
Well, then back off, pal. Anyway.
Back off, pal!
I'm telling my nice story.
Pally. Yeah, he wants to get to the bad stuff. That's what he wants. That's
sure.
What,
well, that's what gets me going.
Well, you did lead with the fact
that's
the weekend
fuels
was...
you. Yeah. That's what fuels you. Hearing horrible things about my life.
Or anyone.
Just horrible things, and period. Yeah. Mike, you did lead with the fact that the weekend was, in your word, not mine, toxic. And that's pretty dynamic.
Let me tell you some more things about charity work. No, I'm not going to do that. a-holes.
Of course, there's
Mike,
a book
the
called
way
The
you
Bible.
Feel right now is the same way I feel, and I can understand where you're coming from when I talk about business school. I know it's fascinating to me, but you guys don't care. And I respect that, and I learned that about 2 months ago, so I stopped talking about it.
Well,
please continue.
I think that there are many things that I benefit from by your studies. And
yes, nobody wants to hear about it. It's boring.
Well, it was not boring. It's just that you went to that well a few more times than
maybe you
should have. You
me
know?
With business school, you with charity.
Well, I don't know. If you compare business school to charity talk, after listening to business school, charity talk is like watching a Terminator movie. It is so great.
Let me wrap it up. The thing about it is that it's just there's so much crap that goes on. We're always fighting with each other, and it's nice when it's just one common little thing, and nobody's arguing. It's just
you're doing,
and you get it done. The only last thing I'll say is that I hate to say this, but it's true. I was a little scared my last run. I was a little bit scared.
You should be.
I was driving through places where seriously, people were looking like me. What the F are you doing?
Is the undercover boss here?
Yeah, undercover boss. But tell me this.
No, more scared. Like the popo, Oscar. It was more like they thought I was the popo. They wear shorts down here, you know, so I think they thought I was the popo.
Was the fear erased when you saw their face when you gave them the food? I mean, that had to be just so rewarding. Or was it not enough?
If you'd like me to say it, sure.
Okay.
It was a great thing, and it was a good thing. Everybody was very grateful, and everybody said thank you. So that's important. We'll take a break, and I will tell you about the very first golf outing on Saturday for Carla. And the good news was she brought her mother along.
Hey, that is good.
Awesome.
So I'll tell you all about that and how I behaved on that day. When we come back, and Oscar will be very happy. We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I am Robert Ford.
No, you are not. He's Gary Stein. And on this week's episode of the show, we do take young Robert Ford to task.
He deserves it.
He has not been very honest with us.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Also, star of screen and stage, Tony Roberts, is going to be here.
Doesn't he have something to do with Woody Allen?
It's all on this episode. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Michael Barron Show. Rofo, keep using that music from the Danny Kaye album. That's fantastic.
It's from Carousel. Carousel.
Tony Roberts is in a revival of Carousel, you see.
Rofo, show tunes. Show tunes. That's awesome. Wow.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's
nothing
awesome.
Wrong with that at all. You taught him well, Rob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Well, the holidays are indeed upon us. And face it, you do not have time to go to the post office. This, more than any other time of year, is so difficult to deal with that. Tons of traffic, never any parking. We use Stamps.com. You should too. Stamps.com. Avoid all the holiday hassles of the post office. Stamps.com lets you buy official U.S. postage right from your desk. You can mail and ship anything, anywhere, and all you need is your computer and printer. Print your postage instantly as soon as you need it. Stick it on, and then the mailman takes it away. How's that? That's easy, right? It's convenient, too.
Love it.
Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use our special promo code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, all you have to do is click on the microphone or click on the microphone.
Better.
That's a better way. Upper plate. Thank you. And that's at the top of the homepage. And type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office
again. Best time to do it now.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, and did I mention ho, ho, ho?
Thank you.
All right.
How very festive.
So the mother-in-law comes in this weekend.
Meemaw, you call her, right? Isn't that what?
Gammy.
Gammy. I thought it was Meemaw.
Gammy. Gammy comes in for the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday, gets in Wednesday evening. And so, you know, much fun. And it was great because Gammy allowed Carl and I to go out and deliver the meals on Thursday morning.
Oh, good.
So it was, and then we had a very nice Thanksgiving. We went out for Thanksgiving. And went to the Cocoonville Community Center.
Oh, that's
and,
sweet.
All four of you, right? The boy and you and Carla.
The,
and
yes, the boy.
The boy.
His name's Little Michael.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Be fair, Oscar.
Yeah, it's Michael William and Gammy and myself. And it was
her I'm name's like Linda, Mike. Use her name.
I'm like George W. Bush. When I'm talking about sweet things, I stammer instead of when I'm talking about the horrible, the words will flow like wine. So I have been, I have modified the alcohol intake that I have down here. I'm doing too much early. Thank you. But we go, the centerpiece of the weekend, and perhaps something I put too much on, was Carla's very first round of golf. We were going to go out, play 9, maybe 18.
Ooh.
I paid a lot of attention to it. I thought about it a lot. I wanted it to be comfortable for her. I wanted her to have a great first experience because ultimately, if she gets into this, it's cost effective. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It sets because the table for the
future.
You pay
your fee.
Sure.
You pay the fee that I have paid down here since 2002,
wow.
And I'm finally getting some money's worth out of it. Do you understand?
I do.
Because that's what people, they charge you an arm and a leg, but you, if you do it all the time, it's a push. You come out ahead in the long run because you use the facility. So I wanted this to work because there are lots of little, I just like being out there, as you know, and being healthy again.
It's a passion of yours.
Do you know what this is?
I've rekindled my relationship with the game, and it's a passion.
This is like buying a season pass for King's Dominion.
It's exactly, it's just the passion you have for King's Dominion is the same passion. And if I, and it doesn't matter. They have like man and wife, husband, wife, little things all the time around here on the weekends. And I'd love to participate.
To be a part
of
it.
Babysitter. I'd like
to.
So it's important. I'm putting a lot on this. And then, like in the last year, Linda, my mother-in-law, has been out with her friend, and she's taken up the game.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's terrific.
So the plan is hatched that when she comes down, she's going to join us, and Carla will have the comfort of having mom along, and then all I have to do is kind of make the arrangements. And I make the arrangements with the last tea time of the day so that no one would be in back of us and she would be
very
able to take
thoughtful.
Her time and I wouldn't care. It would be, you know, the last one of the day. Well, so
what time
get
is
there.
The last one of the day?
Well, it wasn't really the last one of the day. That's the problem. It was 1:22, and what I forget is that there are so many people down here that they start them on the front 9 and the back 9
They
have what are called crossover.
Crosstalk.
So do you know how much time we got to wait before there were people with their hands on their hips waiting?
Ooh, that's bad.
The first hole.
First, I was going to at least give you one hole.
We were
hole.
In the fairway when they drove up to the tee.
Oh,
and
no.
Because two things happened. Because I was not bright enough to pay attention to this detail, I kind of got a little stress level, and because I was not mentally prepared to have people waiting, which drives me insane out on a golf, I was also not mad. So from the very first start, I begin to melt down a little bit. I begin to be more concerned with pace of the play than paying attention. And this is for anybody that's ever played golf. You understand what pace of play is. You got to get out there and you want to just keep it moving
along.
So everybody can have a pleasant experience, right?
Yeah.
So I go from just being, I don't give a rat's ass, to, okay, let's just pick this up. And it turns out that, you know, the amount of golf that my mother-in-law had played, perhaps she had the outfit.
Nice.
She looked good.
But she looked good on the course. But okay, why don't you just calm down? Why don't you just calm down a little bit, okay? But she was kind of a beginner as well. And then it was just,
worse? Was it compounded by the fact that you thought you had already bested the system?
I thought we were going to be fine. I thought we were going to be fine. I thought it was going to be chill, and it wasn't chill.
It's not fun when you sit there and you watch people behind you waiting. It's not a comfortable feeling.
No, it's horrible.
Whether you play all the time or you're just new to the game.
And then it probably was the first or second hole when I got the, why don't you just relax? And I know that, okay, and I'm just, oh, God, you don't get it, that this is not how it's done. And I just, and then I'm trying to play at the same time, and I'm just out of it. I'm just all over the
concentration
place.
Concentration is
and
gone.
Let me tell you a few things that I thought. I thought, number one, A, there'd be nobody in back of us, and we'd be relaxed. That's out the window on the
gone,
first hole.
Gone.
I thought, number two, that, you know, in front of my wife, my beloved, I'd be able to do a little showing off. And no, they're chatting, and they could give a rat's ass.
Do not care
about anything that I'm doing. So that's a disappointment. Mm. And then number three, I thought that this would be the chance for my wife to really enjoy the game, and that's out there. So I got the three biggies that are complete. Everything I looked forward to was by the midway through the second hole was gone. It was literally gone, and it got worse, and it got worse, and it got worse. And then by the end, this is where I really made a mistake.
Okay.
I did something that I said I would never do again, and I threw a club.
What club was it?
The 3-wood.
Okay. Ooh. So it was a bad shot from way out.
It was a bad shot from way out. Thank you. Yeah. A big, long, bending, horrible shot. A big shot that went gone.
Well, that has to be a slow burn because, I mean,
and then the sound you would have heard would have been something like this. And
it has
suddenly
to have been a slow burn.
And suddenly, two of the Pigeon Sisters that didn't give a rat's ass
right
about any good shots I was hitting,
yes,
but they noticed that.
Of course they did.
That was noticed. That was, and I look, I am not blaming them, but that's what they paid attention to. And then so we
did you
we
get any down of this?
Did they laugh? Or,
yeah, how did they deal with
did
it?
Did they laugh?
My mental state at this point was so gone. I had already made the conclusion. This is the seventh hole, I think, that this happened. And at this point,
that's
I'm already.
Good.
Yeah, there was an option. Remember, that option at the beginning was that we were going to play 18 holes.
Yes.
Right.
That's funny. That's really funny because that's not happening. I am stampeding towards the ninth hole.
Are you going to make the
I
turn?
I just want it to be. I know.
Just make it to the ninth.
Easy, we'll just head over to the clubhouse.
So we get done at the ninth hole. We're driving off. It's just not been pleasant at all. And but Carla says something as we're walking up the steps to go have a post-round drink.
Sure.
And I said, I laughed, and I'm like, oh, okay. She made sort of a joke. And we go in. We order the drinks. We come out. We're sitting down. We sit down. First words out of Carla's mouth. You are the biggest baby I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
And that's what happened. I go, can you get, I want to change my order. can I get a double Jameson's, please?
Oh.
And
baby likes his liquor.
Yeah.
And then I just, it was horrible.
It doesn't sound as bad as I thought it was going to be, though.
Well,
I threw a club, and then I sat there, and Carla and I had, in front of her mother, a massive argument that went on and
voices
on
raised that voices stifled.
We're by ourselves out on this patio, so there's nobody there yet. And then so Carla's calling me a baby, and I'm just going, we're just arguing about the game and pace of play, and I'm not ready to be conciliatory yet because
right
I'm still
hot
in that heightened emotional
still green
state. And then so Carla goes from and this is where Carla gets me. She goes from full attack mode on me to I look under the sunglasses and I see the tear coming.
Oh, no.
In front of my mother-in-law.
That is
in front
not
of
okay,
my mother-in-law,
Mike.
And then my mother-in-law.
How does
then,
she fake cry so easily?
And then my mother-in-law looks over at me, and the quote is, "I don't want to make you mad again, but." I don't want to make you again, but mad again, but. You should never throw your club out there like that. No one will want to play with you.
What?
And on the outside, I said, I'm not mad. That's fine, Linda. That's fine. And that's on the outside. And on the inside, I'm going,
I've been throwing because clubs all my life, lady.
Thank you.
I have a taken you this
with
long.
A broken club on it on my wall that they gave to me at a country club I was a member of.
It's taken you this long, Mike, not to break the club. The throwing is a huge step. A step
and
in the right direction.
I am just out. I am.
Which day is this of the weekend?
Saturday.
Oh, so you have a whole day afterwards to
yes.
to relish it. That's nice.
That is tough.
Saturday or Friday?
That's tough.
Ooh, Friday would be even better.
No, Saturday.
Saturday.
It was Saturday.
Good.
It was Saturday.
How do you recover for something like that?
Yeah, I took him out. I took him out, and we
dropped
got
him
a babysitter.
ladies, you have a
Friday.
Great
It was Friday. It was Friday. We played Friday.
That's
wrong,
so bad.
Wrong. I'm so upset I'm trying to block it. It was Friday. Saturday night I was planning on taking the Pigeon Sisters out.
Right.
And I took him out, and it was just, I did the best I could. No, I did not do the best. I was horrible. I was. You guys know. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
You've worked with me for 6 years.
It.
You know. You
every day.
Okay. I don't need that. I don't need that.
And I've worked
on.
With you a little longer than 6 years, Mike.
Yes, I know. And yeah, so you've seen it too. It's
yes.
Just, you know when you haven't we all been there, Oscar? You have too. Please.
I'm a monster.
You've been there,
Mike. I can be a monster. I can be
you
a monster.
You know, but you know when you're being a monster, and I don't want to go so far as to say monster. Let's just say a-hole. You
yes.
know when you're being an a-hole.
Sure.
And you know you're being an a-hole.
Yeah.
And you just throw caution to the wind, and you say, "I'm just going to consider it." Look, I know they
it's
think
a loss.
I'm an a-hole anyway.
It's
there's
not,
nothing I can.
We're
going
to write
fair
off this
to both
vehicle.
Of us. We both know it's not okay. It's
right.
not. It's not okay when you're in your early 30s. It's not okay when you're in your late 30s.
It's never the smart play.
It's because we always lose if you're.
If you're a hothead.
If that's your temperament.
Yep.
The hotheads always lose.
Yep. I want to be one of those guys. I want to be one of those guys that just is chill, and I can't be. And you know, it came to a head. Where I am watching, and everybody knows this, that I am not a Redskins fan. I am a New York Giants fan.
Yes.
Yes.
And when the New York Giants play the Redskins, for my whole life since I've lived in D.C., I get it's a
no
super
secret.
Duper rivalry
no
for
secret.
Me.
Yes.
And then, so the last stretch, and this is before she's going to the airport later on in the afternoon, but my mother-in-law is sitting next to me and says in the middle of this, right when Eli Manning was coming out and going, Rocky Road.
Hey,
you guys! Yes, Eli. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching the game, and I am out of my mind. Because when we watch, anybody watches football on a regular basis, the worst thing you can have in a football game is when your team gets blown out at the beginning.
Sure.
Because a football game is a process. And if it's a great game where punch, counterpunch, pounce, cutter, that's fine. When your team gets completely dominated at the beginning, it's great for the team winning. It's completely a suck fest. And I'm bitching, and I'm bitching loudly, and I'm very upset. And I get, you're going to have a heart attack if you keep this. I said, Linda, I'm a passionate man. I'm passionate about many, many things. I'm passionate, passionate, passionate. That's what I am. I get into everything. That's why I react. And I just, and it was, and I said, okay. You know, the wonderful behavioral weekend of Mike continues, like, right to the end. Maybe I could just go to the airport and pretend that somebody lost my luggage just to put the cherry on the sundae. You know,
but
I mean, when
didn't
I
throw
seriously,
the remote, did you?
No, I didn't throw the remote,
that's
but I was kind of 80% of the weekend, it wasn't Mike. It was the guy that's on stage at a Lewis Black show. That's what I was the whole time. That's what I was.
You were anger
and
from the movie Inside Out.
I was
falling
so,
down.
Oh, yeah.
So sorry. I have done plenty of apologizing.
Good.
I've done plenty of apologizing.
And it's going to be a great holiday season.
All right, anyway.
You can always make it up, Mike.
You can.
Yeah. Always make it up.
Yep.
Oh, more good news. I'll tell you all about jury duty coming up on the Mike O'Mara show.
I don't like you. No, I love it. What is dancing, Mike?
Hold on, I want to grab something off my wall again.
All right.
Because this is where
right.
This part of the Mike O'Mara show is brought to you by FrameBridge.
Oh, I love FrameBridge. Great client. And they can frame anything.
Them.
They can frame anything.
Fast.
Yeah, do you have like you probably have a million phones, pictures laying in your phone, and all you got to do is email them the photo, and in a matter of, look at this. This is fantastic.
Yeah, there's the back. I want to show you the back of my FrameBridge picture here. Look,
oh, so professional.
Ready to hang. Mm.
Gorgeous.
Ready to
I've
hang.
Never, I've done a lot of like my own work with framing pictures before, but I've never been able to generate anything with that level of quality. I would like to get the people that do the framing at Framebridge to just come to my home and live with me. That's what I'd like to do.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. Oh, and such a great picture.
Perfect.
Wow.
Oh, nice. Oh, little that's Michael.
Frame. That's my frame from Framebridge.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. They do amazing, amazing work. If you've got like a million photos that are in your phone, around your house, anywhere, you can fix it. Framebridge.com. They frame anything. You can put those memories off your phone and onto your wall. Just go to Framebridge.com. You choose your frame. I got a beauty. Absolutely incredible quality.
Yeah.
Your frame piece arrives at your door ready to hang. If you can't upload it, don't worry about it. You can mail it to Framebridge and they'll do it for you. I use Framebridge.com. It was easy. I love the results. Prices start at $39 and are up to 70% less than traditional framing stores. I got news for you. Roll out to a framing store. I got it, Rob.
Okay.
You roll out to... Thanks. This makes a great holiday gift, even as a gift for yourself, especially with this offer, 15% off your first order. So go to Framebridge.com, find your favorite frame from their curated collection, upload your art or mail it in for free, preview your art in the custom frame, enter the code TMOS at checkout to get 15% off and free shipping, then receive your beautiful custom art ready to hang. Don't wait. This offer is this week only, so go to Framebridge.com, use the TMOS code, and save.
Aw, little Michael William O'Mara.
There he is. Say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Michael O'Mara.
All right. I was just showing a picture of you to all the listeners. I was showing a picture of your framed picture because it's a very, very nice picture of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Who's coming to see you soon?
Santa Claus.
Oh, that's so great.
And please don't rub your mouth because then nobody can hear you. What's Santa Claus going to bring you?
Presents.
That's right.
Oh, that's so sweet. What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, a toy. A train track.
A train track.
A train track. Yeah.
That's
awesome.
And what's your favorite sport?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like golf?
Yeah.
Do you like baseball?
Yeah.
Do you like football?
Yeah.
And
baseball.
Baseball.
Oh, that's nice.
What do you think of the NFC East?
Yeah.
That's Rob. Say hi to Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, buddy boy.
That's Oscar. Say hi to Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
That's Pony. Say hi to Pony.
Hi, Pony.
Hey,
you
buddy.
Want to say hi to Rofo? Rofo's right there. Say hi, Rofo.
I was really about to bet that he might cry a little bit when he saw Rob Ford.
And what's this show? What's this called? What are we doing here? It's the
Mayor Merso.
That's great. Woo! Nice job.
Pretty good job. For 28 months.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very vocal.
And can you say, "Daddy's not a monster"?
It's not a monster.
But he smiled when he said it.
Words to live by.
That's right. All right. Can you give me a hug and a kiss? Mwah. All right. Why are you whispering?
Yeah.
Why are you whispering? Do you want to talk in the microphone some more?
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Can you count? Say one.
Three, four.
Oh, what's your favorite TV show? What's your favorite tune?
Yeah.
Now, don't look at the instant replay. Look at the guy.
Can you, Michael? Can you say Framebridge?
Six. Framebridge.
Yes.
Nice. Well done. Well done.
The sponsors. Mm-hmm. You say Amazon.
Amazon.
He's a little businessman.
Can you say Vistaprint?
Print. Oh, that's sweet.
Don't pick your nose on the camera, please.
It's all right. That's backstage material. Just got to get him out.
Got to get the bugs out of his
Yes.
Head. Can you say la, la, la? La, la, la. Are you whispering?
Oh, this is such a great Ustream day.
This is the best
wonderful.
Ustream day.
Wonderful. Look, he's so cute.
Are we
cute.
Okay on Ustream?
Yeah, yep. We're great. Oh, yeah. We're great. Uh-huh. We're good to go.
Can you say la, la, la?
La, la, la.
Yeah, very good.
Oscar's motto.
Yeah.
What's mommy doing?
Crying?
Bars.
She's making what? She's making bars?
No.
Is she making chocolate bars?
Yeah.
And do you like, what's your favorite food? What do you like to eat?
Yeah.
Do you like hamburgers?
Yeah.
Do you like lettuce?
Yeah.
You like Blue Apron?
Okay, it's time to say bye bye now. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no, okay, he doesn't want it.
Okay. All right, you can.
Doesn't want to go. Stay. It's okay, Michael.
Stay.
Understand.
You can stay for a while.
It's show business.
What's that?
He said he stay a while.
Going away.
You what?
It's going away.
You stay away.
No, yeah. Stay a while. I think.
Stay a while.
You want to stay a while? You guys speaking better than I do. Well, now, don't touch the microphone with your mouth. You don't know where that's been.
Mike, why don't you give him the guest mic, and you can use the guest mic, and he can use the big mic.
There you go.
Then you both can be on.
Now you're talking.
Yes. A two-man show.
Obviously, he's enamored
of
the microphone.
It's Mike and Mike. It's Mike and Mike.
You posted a picture over the weekend of him at your studio with the microphone, and Carrie nailed it. She said, look at him. He's got after bath hair.
Yes.
Because his hair was like plastered perfect. Against his head perfect.
Like a male model.
There we go. Yeah, how does this sound? Does it sound okay?
Great. Sounds great.
Hello. This is my microphone, and now Michael's got his own. Now you've got your own microphone, so we're doing a show together. We're doing a show together right now.
It's technically Mike and Mike in the morning still.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's Mike and Mike in the morning. How you doing? Say, my name's Mike.
Why am I getting a reverb? All
right. This is going to be
so
awesome.
Hey, how was your Thanksgiving? You have a good Thanksgiving, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you do this Thanksgiving? Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
That's great. Good stuff. Welcome to the...
I ate turkey.
You ate turkey? Yes, sir. We are really doing a show. What's that, buddy? Talking to the microphone. Talking to the microphone. What's that?
And pumpkin pie.
And pumpkin pie. Is he a little verbal for 28 months?
Wow, awesome.
My God. Mm-hmm. And awesome. He came with show prep.
What else did you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's lift the microphone so you can talk into that. What's your favorite cartoon?
Yeah.
What's your favorite cartoon? What do you like? What's your favorite cartoon?
Diego Go.
Diego Go.
Yeah. What else do you like?
Dora.
Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer.
Like mm-hmm. What else do you like? Yeah. You watch a lot of them because we're bad parents.
No. Mike, tell him this. Tell him swipe or no swiping. See if he likes that.
Swipe or no swipe?
Swipe.
Swipe or no swiping because the swiper comes and steals stuff from Dora.
Ah.
And you have to say swipe or no swiping or he'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know that, right? Swipe or no swipe?
Yeah.
Hey, what does Santa say?
Yeah.
What does Santa say?
Oh, Spanish.
Oh, yeah. You say hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Me llamo Michael. Okay, guess what?
Yeah.
You want to go watch a tune?
Show tunes.
I saw on the Mike show.
You want to be on the Michael Merrill show.
Aww. Isn't that sweet? That's so nice.
I don't know what to do. I do not know what
Mike,
to
do. Mike, this is your first show together.
What's that? You got to go eat?
No.
You don't want to go eat?
I'm going to watch on the Michael show.
But he's also thinking cartoons.
Yes.
A boy conflicted.
He's torn.
He is torn like an old sweater.
Hey, Mama, it's time for him to go watch tunes.
No. I just want to watch the show.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately...
Mike, you could actually pretend like the show is ending by turning off the monitor, and then, then he could walk away.
All right, very good.
Yes.
That's
love you, Mike. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Michael.
It was a good show.
Bye-bye. Love you. Great
bye-bye.
Show. You killed it.
Bye-bye.
You killed it. Bye.
Good job, Michael.
You killed it. Bye.
Good job. All right.
Bye.
Good job.
Bye.
Good job. Bye-bye.
Say bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love you. Oh, no.
Oh, he didn't like that.
No.
He didn't like that.
He didn't even get to his bit.
It's like the opening scene from The Birdcage.
He will not do the Dance of the Red Shoes tonight.
That was a special moment, Mike.
That was really
that was
cool.
Really special.
Well, I figured on the heels of the Frame Bridge, we might as well, with his picture, we might as well have him come by. But,
but that's the first time that he wanted to do it.
Yeah,
Every other time.
He likes to come in here. He likes to come
Mike
in. There are a lot of lights and buttons and things to press, and that's what he digs. And anyway, it's
super verbal.
I am told.
Cool. I wonder where he gets it.
He is very verbal for his age. The vocabulary is quite off the charts for his age, and so I'm very psyched.
I like that there was a small awkward pause, and he said, Well, I had turkey and pumpkin pie.
Great instinct.
So you know what? I think with that other little segment we did, that softens my image just a little bit.
Of course.
There you go. Yes. Yin and yang.
Yes.
But no, I was a bit of an a-hole between Friday and Saturday. And then I compensated because I've done this in my life too. Look, I'm not saying anything that would not indict me as being a difficult person this weekend. After I was attacked being the baby and the club throwing, and it was clear
attacked.
To me that I was the one with the big L on my forehead, I decided to compensate, because what better way to cement your reputation than by drinking heavily in the afternoon of Friday? And so, yes.
Attaboy.
So I did that. It was a holiday Friday, and had a little too much to drink, and then woke up Saturday and had to be lively with the little guy.
Lively.
Yes. And then take Mama and Mama-in-law out to down to Naples to see how the other half lives. And so we went down there to look at that.
Did you dine or just observe?
We dined, and I picked the restaurant, and it was they had an afternoon special. It's so dull, but it was so bad, and it was so, it just, that didn't work out that well, and everything seemed to be, so I was very low by the end of the weekend. I was quite low, and but I'm back and better than ever, and everything's gonna be
that little
fine.
Guy, honestly, the dynamic between you and him, it's so wonderful.
It is.
And
it's a joy factory. It's a joy. Look, yeah. A buddy of mine told me, who was older than I was when he had
what?
His young kids. He okay. Thank you.
I mean, is that medically possible?
I remember him. He was in the Guinness Book, right next to the guys on the mini bikes. World's oldest father.
Carlos said to me
black and white photo.
Yesterday, he is talking about grandpa at school.
Oh, he's called your grandpa
don't know,
again?
I don't know what's happening with that, but I don't know. If that, I have no idea why that's happening, but...
Does he not know that you and his mom, have a good relationship, or
that we have sex? Is that what you're getting at? What's going on?
Because look, for a little kid, if all he sees is older gentlemen and their grandpas, he's going to associate that with the older gentleman in his life.
But he's always called you dad or daddy.
Well, he calls me daddy, and he's at the door right now. He's at the door.
He wants everybody.
No, the reason is he wants to do an air check meeting. He thought the show went good, but it can always be better.
Let's talk about the blocks.
A buddy of mine
was older. Figure them out. The breaks.
A buddy of mine that was older said, this is the greatest thing you'll ever do. And I'm here to tell you, if you are, getting up there in age and you're still thinking about this, if you're able to pick them up and put them down, the fact is, it is the greatest thing I've ever done. It's what I live for. It's what I exist for. He is so, he's just a joy factor. He's a joy factor. Even we get up at 5:30, 5:45 every day. Nothing ever changes. It doesn't matter. He'll pitch a fit once in a while. It doesn't matter. It is a joy factory, and that's what he is. At the same time, though, I'm gonna have to put the kibosh on him calling me grandpa at preschool. That's gonna be a little different.
Well, and besides, that's uncomfortable when you do your two-man show with him. Just have him call you Mike, and you call him Mike. I think that's nice.
Mike grandpa does a radio show.
It's the old timey radio show with Wilford Brimley. Yeah. I could really play it up, though. Hello, this is Michael's father. I want to come by and see if I can check on his progress at the preschool. That would throw him for a loop.
Or they say, why are you teaching him Spanish?
Don't understand why.
That's what a grandfather would say.
What does he need to learn Spanish for? I want him to learn English like Americans speak. But anyway, I could call him and do that. Before we go to break, I want to get a fruitcake update. Where are we with the fruitcakes, Rob?
We are more than half done with the baking. We'll finish up the baking this Saturday. They're really not good right out of the oven, so I chilled them for 4 days, and I cut into one last night, and it might be the best we've ever made.
Are we going to have an official before we launch it? Is there a chance we could have a tasting?
Oh, I've already tasted it, Mike. It's delicious.
Is there a chance you get your way out to a use one of our fine sponsors. Stamps.com. Like Stamps.com.
We'll get a few cakes down to you, and I'm sure Carla would like to be a part of the tasting as well. Absolutely.
Why don't we, when they get here, we will have an official tasting, and it should be big fun. That was the whole purpose of me wanting it up there anyway.
But you know, stay tuned, folks, for all the details regarding the 12 days of fruitcake.
Yes, 12 days fruitcake. Speaking of 12 days, we'll have an update on that when we come back. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
My name is Julia Spiewak, and my father is named Rob. Every week, he gets together with his friend Katie, and they do a podcast called Cake and Cookies. Please listen to it. I need it to succeed, because as long as he does his stupid show that's about 90 minutes a week, he doesn't ask me to clean my room. He's a jerk. But I like Katie. You will, too. Check it out every Wednesday at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Cake and Cookies. Pleased to be a part of the More Network.
I'm a jerk.
He's a jerk.
Sweet.
That's such clever copywriting.
I'm not sure I wrote that. I think she might ad-lib that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Vistaprint, holiday time. You know what that means? Fantastic. Right now through December 6th, Vistaprint.com is offering a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal, 60% off personalized holiday cards. I got mine, 140 of them, and they're all done, and they got my name on them. I'm really excited about that. 60% off personalized holiday cards at Vistaprint.com. Just use our code TMOS at checkout. Boom, 60% off applied automatically. It's that easy, and you're not going to find these cards on any store shelf because they are custom made for you. Now, I didn't use the family photo, but if you got photos that you want to put, there is, you really don't do it anywhere else because they have so many options for your family photos that you can put in. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Carrie just designed ours. Our family photo is actually inside the card.
Ah.
It is so cool.
You've really gone to town with like your photos and doing fun stuff.
Yeah,
with
we love doing it. It's so cool.
Vistaprint's best deal of the season. This year, skip the hassle, skip the generic, and go to Vistaprint.com for 60% off holiday cards. Make your holiday card something special. Your satisfaction guaranteed. Every time, for any reason, they will make it right. If there's anything you don't like, you'll love Vistaprint. Just remember the code, please.
Please.
TMOS at checkout. That's TMOS, that code again. And the amazing 60% offer, good through Sunday, December 6th. Act now. Best cards ever, Vistaprint.com. And we would really like to thank Vistaprint for being a fine sponsor again this holiday season for the Mike O'Mara Show. And I would just like to say thank you, everybody.
News.
Boo. The Kickstarter to bring back Mystery Science Theater 3000 is two-thirds of the way done, and so far they've raised over $3.3 million. The campaign is being run by Joel Hodgson, the original creator and host. The new season will feature an all-new cast, and he's been slowly revealing their names over the past couple of weeks. Yesterday, he dropped a fairly big one. Comedian Patton Oswalt will be joining the show as the evil henchman. It's kind of a small role, but just the fact that he's on board is pretty cool. Patton seems pretty jacked about it. Joel shared an exchange they had on Facebook where he asked Patton if he'd be interested, and he responded, quote, "Holy crap, yes!" Lots of Y's, lots of E's, lots of S's. Oh, my God. So far, the campaign has raised enough for 6 new episodes. They're trying to make it to $5.5 million to do a full 12-episode season. No network is attached yet, so for now, this is a digital-only thing, and all the original cast members and writers are being invited back for cameos and to work on it behind the scenes. And
that's
a
cool.
That huge is awesome. Deal online yesterday.
Yeah, I was exploded. It was great.
People went crazy. Congratulations to Pat. A new study ranked all 50 states from the best to worst drivers. They used factors like fatalities rate per 100 million miles driven. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
The percentage of fatal crashes that involve things like speeding and alcohol and bike and pedestrian deaths. So really, these aren't just the worst drivers. They're the ones who are most likely to kill you.
Okay. That's
a little
nice.
Pick-me-up for you boys on a Tuesday.
Happy holiday.
The state with the worst drivers, would anyone, we got a choice of 50. Is there anybody you'd like to weigh in?
I will say California, based on size.
I'm going to go Florida.
No.
Oh.
Thanks for picking my home state, though. But you know
Massachusetts?
What? You'll never get it. Montana.
Those jerks!
Montana
There's
by
no
a pretty
one in
big
Montana.
I know. You would think wide open, big sky country.
Yeah.
Apparently, Montana won it by a big margin. The rest of the top 10 goes to New Mexico, South Carolina, Texas, Louisiana, Arizona, Hawaii, North Dakota, all wide open spaces. Mm. Delaware, another place with lots of wide open spaces, and Mississippi.
Let's hear it for Montana, though. They're very good.
Yes, absolutely.
This is the theme to Hannah Montana.
This is Hannah Montana.
Wow.
Yeah. Montana. Give me a cigarette.
The 10 states with the best drivers are Minnesota.
Oh,
Ohio,
they're very nice. You go first.
Vermont. How about Iowa?
Iowa.
Nebraska. How about Virginia?
In your Hard face, Hannah Montana. Yeah.
New Jersey. This is stunning. Washington, Utah, and Michigan. All the urban areas there, I'm very surprised.
Everything except for Jersey and Virginia.
Yeah.
I know. Very strange.
Do you think Chris Christie's a good driver?
If you've ever stood in your bedroom naked with the blinds open and thought, I wonder if the neighbors have ever seen me like this, thanks, Tony.
Gross.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Tony jumping in right there. The answer is yes, they have. A new survey found 97% of people have seen their neighbors in embarrassing situations. 70% have witnessed an argument. 42% have seen a neighbor crying through the window.
No. That's rough.
Those are mostly my neighbors.
31% have seen one naked, and 8% have seen their neighbors having sex.
Oh. Oh.
Would seem like you'd have to make a pretty big effort to do that. You know? Yeah. But if you happen to just catch it, would you stop and look?
In the city, once in a while, I'll be driving through, and for some reason or other, we have a lot of college kids that live in the neighborhood, right?
Sure.
There you go.
And they don't like to put blinds up. So you'll see people, guys and girls, just walking around the place, not naked, but fully dressed. I'm like, eventually you're going to be naked, I imagine, and you don't have blinds. So,
you're a normal person if you pulled your car over to the side and waited for a while. It would put you into the non-normal category there.
I texted a request. Is that weird?
As far as the neighbors having sex, only 27% immediately stopped looking when they saw that, which means 3 out of 4 people just kept on staring. I'd stare. Yeah. I'd absolutely stare.
Not in my neighborhood, Mike.
No.
No,
you wouldn't do that?
No, most of the people, no, especially Gladys Kravitz.
You'd call the police.
Yeah.
52% have had their neighbors see them when they were spying on an embarrassing situation.
Oh, that's bad.
These statistics.
I know what they do. They make them up. Which then becomes an embarrassing situation for the person spying. Yeah. You think? Ooh. If you get caught being a peeping Tom, you think that's embarrassing? I don't know. All right, here it is. We talked about this when Rob was talking about the fruitcake. The annual 12 Days of Christmas thing is out once again. This year it'll cost you right around what it would have cost you last year if you bought all the stuff, which you didn't because you're not romantic or insane. The total this year, $34,131 for the 12 days of Christmas.
Wow.
That's a 0.6% higher than last year when it was $33,933. Only 3 of the 12 items had price jumps this year. A partridge in a pear tree is 3.5% more expensive. 2 turtle doves up 11.5%, and 10 lords of leaping will cost 3% more. Apparently, demand for old jumping men has slightly gone up. The most expensive thing on the list, the 7 swans of swimming.
Really?
That will run you $13,125.
Yeah, you gotta count for the water.
That is effectively $1,875 per swan.
Now, if you want to just play it easy, you can just go across the street and see 9 ladies dancing at Good Guys, and it only costs you a handful of singles.
Yeah, 9 ladies dancing and a partridge with a
easy bonus. Now,
for comparison's sake.
Nice.
When PNC first calculated the prices in 1984, the entire list only ran $12,674.
Inflation.
I thought the golden rings would set you back.
I hate lists, by the way.
That's a fun list. Every year, though, I'm excited to hear
it. I have to do that, but I pick them out myself, so I can't take it. But I wish they just round it up a little bit.
Sure.
$12,532.44.36.50.
I love hearing it.
Thank you. A group of firefighters was asking for Salvation Army donations outside a grocery store in Minneapolis on Saturday when someone dropped off a check. According to a spokeswoman, it was an elderly couple who want to remain anonymous, but it's for real, and the check is good. They say they did it to honor one of their fathers who fought in World War I and used to talk about how Salvation Army workers walked around handing out coffee and donuts to the troop. They also want to encourage other people to be as generous as they can. Oh, did I mention the amount of the check they dropped off for the Salvation Army? $500,000.
Oh, my God.
$500,000. Officials are still confirming, but it might be the largest donation anyone has ever left in a Salvation Army kettle. That I hope we get a follow-up.
That's cool. I love those kettles. And, you know, always, I think it's in the D.C. area, someone usually drops off a Krugerrand but doesn't cop to it because it just looks like they're putting in a coin, but it's a $1,000, you know, value, thousands of dollars, and they still don't know who does it, but it's an anonymous.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they know?
Might I say you're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, you do that?
Sorry about that. I had to
never
that.
Be sorry.
Now you like, use dollars?
It's just some Bane would carry Krugerrands. looks like Santa is escalating from breaking and entering to grand theft. A little something something for you now. A guy dressed as Santa rented a helicopter in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday for a surprise. And he wasn't kidding. First, he forced the pilot to land on a small farm outside the city where his buddy was waiting. Then they tied up the pilot, stole the helicopter, and flew away.
Oh, no.
The pilot eventually managed to free himself and call the cops, but they're still hunting for Santa and the stolen helicopter. The police should... Yeah, the helicopter. I see it. This reporter suggests the police should just chill out. It's not like they don't know his address. Am I right, ladies?
There you go. Thank you very much.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. And Rob Speedwagon. You see, it's the north.
Helicopter. All right, anyway,
the helicopter. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Michael Mary Show. Oh, oh, oh.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
Listen, when you're not listening to us or the fabulous Mike O'Mara Show, you should check out Rob and Joe.
Why?
Because, Gary, they're great, they're funny, they're comedians, great insight.
Does it involve cake?
No, that's another show. You're so confused.
Oh, wow.
Rob and Joe, check them out. They're lots of fun, part of the More Broadcasting Experience.
Yeah, the show's real good.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Thank you, Tony Perkins. That's very nice. Why? This portion of our Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Blue Apron. Thanks to Blue Apron, you can finally put your kitchen to good use. Cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. And it's cost-effective, too. It's absolutely fantastic. Each meal at BlueApron.com will get you what you need for less than 10 bucks a meal.
Wow.
That's right. They deliver all the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions like Carla does. You've probably seen... I really would like to thank all the people that have responded to Carla's pictures of the delicious Blue Apron meals online. She loves putting the pictures up, and she loves making it. And one of the main reasons, it really is cost-effective with this wonderful Blue Apron food. No matter what dietary preference you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare meals like chicken sloppy Joe sliders with kale salad and homemade pickles, or pork chops with sweet potato salad. Yum, yum, yum. Good stuff, hearty for the holidays. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you never used before. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Tuesday, this is the first day of December, boys.
Mike, I missed you yesterday, and I got this in my email last night. A guy actually isolated a couple great field goal bonks over the NFL weekend. As you know, my favorite sound is when a football bounces off the upright, and these were good captures. This is Mario Fernandez was kind enough to send this. This first one is from the Arizona-San Francisco game, and this is not common. This was an extra point.
Probably took it back to his... school days are running all over the place.
Nice. And that's crappy audio too, so that's really good. I mean, hear that one again?
Yeah, it was that really, was really nailed good. It.
Took it back to his high school days are running all over the place.
And we've tried to figure out why I love it so much, and I think it's because I associate it with someone else failing.
Oh, absolutely.
But yes, it's fantastic. And
that's
this next one you're really gonna love it. Oh wait! This is not a failed field goal. Oh. They're back.
24 days for Christmas shopping. 24 days to fill the stocking. 24 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 24 more.
Only got 24.
Hi there. Christmas is coming. Have you done your shopping? Only 24 days left.
Only 24 Yay. Days, Mike.
Ah, yes. Well, that'll be how many days?
24 days. Hi there.
Ah, hi there.
Nothing like doing a show and feeding your disorder at the same time. So.
Oh, I feel like a new man. There all right, here's a
look
take.
How happy he is. Look how incredibly happy he is.
He's on a 10.
It's the obsessive compulsive disease.
Like the two lines of coke.
Here is something just for you, Mike. We've done this in the past. I'm going to play you someone singing a song, and I want you to figure out who it is singing. And I will say this. You're a big fan of this guy, okay? And you know the song. It's One for My Baby and One for the Road. Frank Sinatra kind of owns the song.
All right.
But who is this singing it?
Set 'em up, Joe.
Yeah, that's the song. Exactly.
Great intro.
It's 2:45.
Regis Philbin.
There's no one in the place except you and me.
Is it Alan Arkin?
It's not. That's a great guess. But I will. Let me give you another clue. You're a really big fan of this guy.
Is it Buddy Rich?
It is Buddy Rich singing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And I think it's Rochelle Coleman who found this on YouTube and sent it along. It just goes to show you there's no end to the internet. That there's actually somewhere on YouTube.
I didn't know he sang.
What's great about this, you know, being a fan, and all his stuff is like the 80s. He died in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it's just... I love the internet. It's like you'll wake up one day and you'll be on YouTube and suddenly there's another performance of Buddy Rich that I had not seen. It's like Elvis. It's fantastic.
But what's weird, Mike, how about almost no drums on this?
No.
Just him singing. Just him singing. He liked to sing and sweat. That's what he did. But that's
and yell at his band.
I will send that to you.
That's right.
Last night, they celebrated the 50th anniversary of A Charlie Brown Christmas, which was sort of a cool thing because, you know, it's been the first 40 years or whatever was on CBS, but then ABC bought it. It's been shown every year since 1965. And they did a really nice tribute special leading up to it and then showing the actual special. Even the president himself loaned his talent to it.
Hi, everybody. We'll be brief because we know that adults all sound like wah, 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 wah. Especially here in Washington.
Good grief.
But we want to wish a happy 50th anniversary to one of our country's most beloved traditions, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
It was a really cool special, and I got several requests in my personal inbox on Facebook. They said, please play this, so I will. They showed Charlie Brown in different countries. This is the scene where he's talking to everybody at the Christmas play and telling them how he's going to be a director. Here is Charlie Brown in Italian, German, Japanese, and French.
Attenzione al regista. Le mie indicazioni sono molto semplici. Se punto un dito a destra, rivolgete l'attenzione.
Meine Anweisungen werden einfach sein. Wenn ich nach rechts zeige, richtet eure Aufmerksamkeit auf die rechte Bühnenseite.
Yes. こうやって首を切るような動作をしたらそのシーンが終わりという意味です。こうやって腕を回したらスピードアップ。
Je veux un peu plus de tempo, mais par contre, pour peu que j'écarte les mains, il me faut un rythme plus lent.
I found it fascinating.
That's cool. The Spanish was the closest to his voice.
No, that was, I think that was, because it was Italian, German, Japanese, and French. There's no Spanish in there.
Maybe it was French.
Yeah, the French was it was a good capture.
I don't
know. Here's something, you know, everybody has got their own take on the new Star Wars movie coming out. This is something I saw on YouTube that I enjoyed. Someone took a can of Coke Zero, cut a picture of Chewbacca out, pasted it to the Coke Zero, and then moved it along the table using a pencil to push it. And the funny thing is when you do that, it sounds like Chewbacca, but they call it Coke Baca. So here is a can being pushed along a table. But the thing that charms me the most...
Chewbacca makes the rounds, man. That's the greatest sound in the history of movie
sound. Coke.
But what I love about Coke Baca is someone figuring out, hey, if I move this can, it sounds like Chewbacca. Let me print out a picture and paste it to the can. Hear it one more time. This Coke Baca.
At one point, didn't you have how they got the Chewbacca sound?
Yeah, I do.
Hybrid of all these different animals.
I will find out. Let me do the research and I'll figure out what it is. I remember another thing I remember is that, like, we did a whole thing and a lot of it involved like plucking high tension wires where some of their electronic sounds and stuff. I'll dig that up because it's going to be relevant again. Let's close with this. For some reason, it made me think of Pony. Great, great strides being made in holograms in Japan.
Oh, cool.
So check this out.
A group of Japanese scientists have created a hologram you can actually touch. Yes. The hologram is so lifelike, many Japanese men have broken up with their sex robots.
I don't know why it made me think of Pony. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us with a letter or a package,
good topic, you're for that.
Send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, this is our time of year. Amazon, bonus show. We love the memes that are being put online. So much fun.
Keep it up.
For all those people putting memes up, I sure hope you bought the bonus show.
Please.
I think it's a prerequisite. If you're going to put a meme up, you better buy the bonus show. Please. That's the way it goes. But they are hysterical. Rob and I were particularly fond of the Wayne Baird, which was pretty terrific.
Oh, the public information officer for Loudoun County.
How are we doing, Mr. Santana? How are we doing with the bonus shows?
We're still working.
Come on, folks.
Yeah. Come on, people. Please. This is the time of year. Please focus on the show.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Transportation for the Mike O'Mara Show provided by VCT Limo. VCT Limo serves the entire Washington, D.C. metropolitan area with a beautiful fleet of corporate sedans, SUVs, vans, and limousines. The next time you require the best in transportation, contact VCT Limo at 888-868-3492 or online at WashingtonDCLimoCarService.com. VCT Limo, the best.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.